堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天 Teddy 女士要和 Hale 百货公司的店主 Bob Hale 先生会面。 Hale 先生在为他的百货公司顾客不多而担心，甚至连他太太本人竟然也没上 Hale 公司去购物，于是他来见咨询顾问为他排忧解难了。我们一起去听听 Hale 先生面临的问题是什么。
Mr. Hale, don't tell me you're opening another store.
I wish my news were that good.
Things can't be going that poorly for you.
When's the last time you shopped at Hale's department store?
Well, I don't really shop that much.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of people like you.
Your store's not attracting shoppers?
Shoppers are staying away. In droves.
Kate 女士以一种特殊的方式展开对话，我们再听一次她怎么说。
Mr. Hale, don't tell me you're opening another store.
Don't tell me 是引出一个问题的特殊方式，而这样说的人是希望听到问题有否定的答案。Kate 女士的这句话相当于，可别告诉我你又要开新店了啊。这种句子的语气介乎祈使句和疑问句之间。我们再听一遍 Tate 女士的这句开场白。
Mr. Hale, don't tell me you're opening another store.
我们再听几个有类似结构的例子。
Don't tell me you're going shopping.
Don't tell me you're buying new shoes.
好，我们接着听 Hale 先生的应答是什么。
I wish my news were that good.
Hale 先生并没有直截了当地做否定的答复，只是把他要说的消息跟开新店的这种好消息做了比较。他的消息可没那么好，所以他用 I wish 来引导这句话，含义是但愿我的消息有那么好，而事实并非如此。我们再听一次他的话以及 Tate 女士的应答。
I wish my news were that good
Things can't be going that poorly for you.
Tate 女士意识到 Hale 先生对现状不满，但是她不信情况会那么糟糕。我们再听一遍她这句话。
Things can't be going that poorly for you.
这儿的 things 泛指大体情况。这句话里的 that 表示程度，意思是那样、那么。我们今天已经听到两次用 that 表示那么那样。
Things can't be going that poorly for you.
I wish my news were that good.
这两句话的意思分别是情况不可能像你想的那样糟，但愿我的问题像开新店的消息那样好。我们继续听 Hale 先生接着说什么。
When's the last time you shopped at Hale's department store?
他问他上一次还是什么时候去的 Hale 百货公司呢？我们听听 Tate 女士的答复，注意她的语气。
Well, I don't really shop that much.
听来他被 Hale 先生的问题难住了。既然 Hale 先生是他的主顾，他也该光顾他的商店才是。但是从他的语气听来，他是在为自己好久没去 Hale 百货公司找寻借口。他说Well, I... 说明他措手不及，不知如何回答为自己解围。他接着解释说，他实在是不那么经常去买东西的。而藏在他话背后的意思是，他已经很久没去 Hale 百货公司了。再听一次这句话。
Well, I don't really shop that much.
这里他又用了 that 这个词表示程度，它是说自己买东西的次数并不那么多。我们再听几个类似的例子，他们都是在解释为什么不做某事。
I don't really drink that much.
I don't really speak English that much.
好，我们继续听 Hale 先生说什么。
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people like you.
初听这句话， Hale 先生说的是，不幸的是有很多人跟你一样，也不经常买东西。事实上，他知道 Tate 刚才是在为不去 Hale 百货公司找寻借口。所以 Hale 先生真正的意思是，有很多人跟你一样，也不上 Hale 百货公司去。我们再听一次这句话，并且听听 Tate 女士有什么反应。
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people like you.
Your store is not attracting shoppers.
Tate 女士终于领悟 Hale 先生的问题了，那就是她的商店不吸引顾客。她的推断正确吗？我们听听 Hale 先生的反应，但是先得学个短语 in droves, in droves. Droves is spelled D-R-O-V-E-S. 名词 drove 可以解释为一群人，所以 in droves 意思是成群结队。
Your store is not attracting shoppers.
Shoppers are staying away in droves.
Hale 先生确认 Tate 女士说对了，并且接着说大批顾客都不到他的商店来。动词短语 stay away 意思是不肯接近，不肯靠近。短语 in droves 通常用于正面的含义，例如用在这句话里。
The customers came in droves.
顾客迎门。当然 ，Hale 百货公司的情况正相反。
Shoppers are staying away in droves.
Hale 先生这样说带有点自我解嘲的意味。好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段谈话，请边听边考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What's Mr. Hale's problem?
Mr. Hale, don't tell me you're opening another store.
I wish my news were that good.
Things can't be going that poorly for you.
When's the last time you shopped at Hale's department store?
Well, I don't really shop that much.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of people like you.
Your store's not attracting shoppers?
Shoppers are staying away. In droves.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再参考一下我们说的答案。
What's Mr. Hale's problem?
Shoppers are staying away.
黑的女士推测 Hale 百货公司失去顾客的原因之一是竞争。Hale 先生同意大型商店确实抢了他的生意，但是 Hale 公司价廉物美，还是该有相当强的竞争力的。所以他俩琢磨不透顾客减少的原因究竟何在，我们也一起去帮他们寻找原因吧。请想一想 Hale 先生为什么要和 Tate 女士会谈。
You're losing customers.
Can you tell me why?
There's a lot of new competition out there.
You said it. The large megastores are killing me.
But for quality...Your store can't be beat.
Not just quality. Our prices are competitive.
Why is your customer base shrinking then?
That's what I want you to tell me.
Tate 女士又一次归纳 Hale 先生面临的问题。我们再听一遍。
You're losing customers.
她说，你们正失去顾客。听了这话，Hale 先生有什么反应呢？
Can you tell me why?
他说，你能告诉我为什么吗？其实他在这儿问了两个问题，我为什么失去顾客？你能告诉我吗？当然重点在为什么这个问句的其他部分是为了使问题比较婉转。 即使对方答不出，也有回旋的余地。我们再听一遍这个问题，并且听听 Tate 女士怎么回答。
Can you tell me why?
There's a lot of new competition out there.
Out there 常用来指外界，所以 Tate 女士的答案是外界存在很多新的竞争力量。我们再听一遍她的话。
There's a lot of new competition out there.
Hale 先生同意她的看法吗？我们往下听，但是先要学个生词。规模宏大的巨型商店叫做 megastore, M-E-G-A-S-T-O-R-E, megastore.
You said it. The large megastores are killing me.
You said it 是表示同意的说法，相当于你说对了。而这里的 killing 相当于 beating, 是打击的意思。他是说巨型商店对他的打击非常大。再听一遍这句话，同时听听 Tate 女士又做出什么评论来了。
You said it. The large megastores are killing me.
But for quality, your store can't be beat.
Tate 女士认为，论质量，谁也比不上 Hale 公司。她借用体育界的常用语 can't be beat, 意思是打不败的。我们再听一遍这句话，同时听听 Hale 先生补充说明他的商店的另一个优点。
But for quality, your store can't be beat.
Not just quality, our prices are competitive.
Hale 先生说 ,Our prices are competitive. 我们的价格也很有竞争力。我们再听一次 Hale 先生的话，还有 Tate 女士听了他的话产生什么疑问呢？
Not just quality, our prices are competitive.
Why is your customer base shrinking then?
他俩刚才说了 Hale 公司价廉物美这两大优点，这是企业吸引顾客的关键。Tate 女士因而产生疑问 ,Why is your customer base shrinking? 你们的客源为什么在缩小呢？ Customer base 是零售业经常使用的一个词组，意思是作为企业生存根基的那些顾客。我们再听一遍 Tate 女士的疑问，然后听听 Hale 先生怎么说。
Why is your customer base shrinking then?
That's what I want you to tell me.
Hale 先生回答不了这个问题，其实这正是他要 Tate 女士为他解答的问题。好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段谈话，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案。
Why is Mr. Hale talking to Ms. Tate? You're losing customers.
Can you tell me why?
There's a lot of new competition out there.
You said it. The large megastores are killing me.
But for quality, your store can't be beat.
Not just quality, our prices are competitive.
Why is your customer base shrinking then?
That's what I want you to tell me.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再听听我们的答案是什么。
Why is Mr. Hale talking to Ms. Tate?
To learn why he's losing customers.
Hale 先生和 Tate 女士带着这个问题逐一研究 Hale 公司的各项条件。Hale 先生说，虽然他的百货公司的地点和其他邻近公司相比同样方便，但是别的公司却能吸引更多的顾客。位置、地点的英文是 location, L-O-C-A-T-I-O-N, location。这个词的动词是 locate, L-O-C-A-T-E, locate. Be located, 意思是位于某地点。还有个生词 convenient, C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-T, convenient. Convenient 解释为方便的。排除了他们已经谈及的三大因素，质量、价格和地点， 他们终于意识到问题可能出在 Hale 公司的顾客服务工作上。好，我们去参加他俩的讨论，帮他们找到这个问题的答案。 Hale 公司的问题可能是什么？
What about location? Is your store conveniently located?
We're as convenient as the store across the street.
And they're pulling them in?
Like there's no tomorrow.
So if price, quality, and location are equal...
What's the problem?
Could be service. How's your customer service?
Now, there we may have a problem.
他们刚才谈到 Hale 公司的商品质量和价格都很有竞争力。我们听听 Tate 女士作为经验丰富的咨询顾问又想到了什么问题。
What about location? Is your store conveniently located?
她想到的是地点问题。她先问关于地点的大致情况。
What about location?
以 what about 开头的问句常常用来问有关什么的概况。Tate 女士接着提出更有针对性的问题。
Is your store conveniently located?
Hale 先生怎么回答呢？
We're as convenient as the store across the street.
他说，我们的地点跟街对面的那家商店一样方便。听了这话， Tate 女士自然产生了下一个问题。那家商店吸引顾客吗？
And they're pulling them in?
这句话里的 they 指街对面的那家百货商店，因为一家商店必然包括好多人员。动词短语 pull in 意思是吸引， pull them in 指吸引顾客。再听一遍这句问话。
And they're pulling them in?
我们接着听 Hale 先生的回答。
Like there's no tomorrow.
Like there's no tomorrow 是夸张的说法。意思是大批顾客都争先恐后的去那家商店购物，简直像今天过了就没明天一样。我们再听一遍这个夸张的说法。
Like there's no tomorrow.
听了这话， Tate 女士怎么说呢？
So if price, quality, and location are equal.
请特别注意她的语调，尤其是句尾拖长的声调。
So if price,Quality and location are equal.
这显示他实际上在问这样一个问题。
If price, quality and location are equal, then what's the problem?
于是 Hale 先生代替他说出想问的话了。
What's the problem?
Tate 女士终于找到问题根源了吗？
Could be service. How's your customer service?
Tate 女士认为问题可能出在服务方面，她接着提出更加直接的问题，你们的顾客服务如何？ Could be 常常用来引出一种猜测，我们再听几个例子。
Could be prices.
Could be location.
Could be quality.
Hale 先生觉得 Tate 女士的猜测正确吗？
Now there we may have a problem.
这句话里的 there 指在顾客服务方面，它可以用几种不同的方式来表达同样的意思。
Now there we may have a problem. Now with that we may have a problem. Now in that area we may have a problem. Now with customer service we may have a problem.
Hale 先生显然觉得 Tate 女士点到要害了，他承认他们的顾客服务可能存在问题。顾客服务是生意成败的重要因素，企业尽力做好顾客服务，目的就是吸引顾客。而顾客服务可以包括售货员的服务态度友好，顾客退货便利，免费供应咖啡点心等等。好，让我们再听一遍这段谈话，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
What could be the problem?
What about location? Is your store conveniently located?
We're as convenient as the store across the street.
And they're pulling them in?
Like there's no tomorrow.
So if price, quality, and location are equal,
What's the problem?
Could be service.
How's your customer service?
Now, there we may have a problem.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再参考我们说的答案。
What could be the problem?
Customer service.
接下来请大家把他俩今天的讨论从头至尾再听一遍，你可以有机会复习一下今天学到的词句。
Mr. Hale, don't tell me you're opening another store.
I wish my news were that good.
Things can't be going that poorly for you.
When's the last time you shopped at Hale's department store?
Well, I don't really shop that much.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of people like you.
Your store's not attracting shoppers?
Shoppers are staying away. In droves.
You're losing customers.
Can you tell me why?
There's a lot of new competition out there.
You said it. The large megastores are killing me.
But for quality, your store can't be beat.
Not just quality. Our prices are competitive.
Why is your customer base shrinking then?
That's what I want you to tell me.
What about location? Is your store conveniently located?
We're as convenient as the store across the street.
And they're pulling them in?
Like there's no tomorrow.
So if price, quality, and location are equal...
What's the problem?
Could be service. How's your customer service?
Now, there we may have a problem.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要说的是问对方是否有相同的看法。
Do you agree that we need more help?
Well,
刚才我们听到他在问对方是否同意他的想法。
Do you agree that we need more help?
他这样说，听来他自己已经拿定主意了。要是换种方式问，就有所不同。
Do you think we need more help?
这样问就比较不带有主见。对方要表示同意或者不同意的时候，都不会感到那么为难。
Do you think we need more help?
No, I don't.
Do you think we need more help?
Yes, I do.
你要是像先前的那种问法，那就表示你也盼望对方会同意。然而，要是被问的人不能满足你的期望的话，他会怎么说呢？
Do you agree that we need more help?
Well,
理解问题的内在意思也非常重要。如果问这个问题的人是你的上级，那么你就得明白，你要是说不同意，你的上级很可能期待你说出不同意的道理是什么。
Do you agree that we need more help?
No, because...
好，我们再听几个征询对方是否同意的例子。
Does everyone agree that we should meet tomorrow?
Yes, we do.
注意 agree 后面跟 that 所引导的宾语从句。
Do you agree that we need more help?
我们也可以换一种方式问。
Are we in agreement that we need more help?
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Larky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈。我们要和 Tate 女士、Hale 先生一起去咖啡馆实地考察顾客服务工作，为 Hale 百货公司找寻可借鉴的经验教训。各位听众，这个商业英语会谈时间节目是为具有中级以上英语水平、从事或有志从事外贸商务的人设计的节目。每次节目都由咨询顾问和顾客围绕商务中的一个重要专题展开会谈和讨论，为各位提供信息时代的最新语言形式和业务概念以及听说训练的机会。整个教程分52课，在一年内播完，每星期重复播出一课，时间是每星期一到星期天傍晚5:35到6:00。相应教材由北京外语教学与研究出版社出版，书名也是 商业英语会谈时间。我是维维，这个节目由拉希博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，我们下次再见。